This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appeared to begin eroding. According to one official, the U.S. announcement to send a bit more than 30 tanks is expected to come Wednesday in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to send tanks, German-made Leopard 2 tanks, to Ukraine. Democratic leaders in Congress gathered at the White House to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden to talk about dealing with the new House Republican majority and the looming debt ceiling crisis. AP correspondent Norman Hall details.
The White House has stressed repeatedly that Democrats want Congress to lift the nation's borrowing authority without conditions. As the meeting began, the president said Democrats were eager to talk about what he called extreme Republican economic plans. Biden says those plans apparently include cutting Social Security and Medicare. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is eager to push Biden to the negotiating table. The White House has not yet invited McCarthy for a meeting, but says it plans to do so soon. Norman Hall, Washington.
Meanwhile, in Peru, thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of the capital and were met with volleys of tear gas and pellets amid clashes with security forces just hours after the president, Dina Boluarte, called for a truce in almost 2 months of protest. The anti-government protest on Tuesday was the largest and most violent since last Thursday. Many people from a remote Andean regions descended on the capital to demand her resignation. This is VOA News. As Russia begins to struggle more to hold territory in Ukraine, the White House says the Kremlin is increasingly relying on the Wagner Group to recruit the thousands of prisoners for the war's front lines. VOA's Igor Sinkoyanka reporting.
Olga Romanova, executive director of the civil rights group Russia Behind Bars, told VOA that prisoners who agree to sign 6 months contracts with Wagner are paid about $3,000 a month. But it's not the money that motivates them. Romanova says their main motive is, of course, to become free. Convicts who join the Wagner group are promised a full pardon and release at the end of their contract. So far, out of tens of thousands of prisoners recruited by Yevgeny Prigozhin, Wagner's leader and confidant of Russian President Vladimir Putin, only 106 were freed and allowed to go home, Romanova says. According to her, by the end of last year, the desire to go serve in Wagner diminished significantly among convicts. First of all, because of extrajudicial executions, unfulfilled promises, and, of course, very high casualties. Igor Tikhonenko, VOA News, New York.
More classified documents have now been found. And the house of high-ranking U.S. officials. We get details from VOA Steve Herman.
An attorney for Mike Pence says a small number of U.S. government documents with classified markings have been found at the former vice president's home in the state of Indiana. Boxes of those documents, along with other papers, according to the lawyer, were loaded into a vehicle and taken to the National Archives in Washington on Monday. Both former President Donald Trump and the current President Joe Biden have faced similar controversies. Steve Harmon, VOA News, Washington.
And an independent investigation into logging in the Liberian rainforest found illegal operations on a significant scale with multiple missteps or breaches of law by the government agency charged with protecting those forests. That's according to a copy obtained by the Associated Press. That report was finished in 2020 but has never been made public despite activist calls to publish the findings. The findings include a recommendation that President George Weah order a special inquiry into what went wrong. Four sources familiar with the report told AP that he's ignored repeated calls from the European Union, United States, and United Kingdom to act in response to the report. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.